Well, thank you, and certainly an honor to be here, and I appreciate the invitation. I'd like to introduce my wife real quick, Sam. Wave your hand, Sammy. Don't let that lady next to you ask any questions. You know, as I as I look around this gathering, I was just reminded of a similar kind of a tour that we have up in Montana. We do it every fall, and some of you have been on the Montana Angus Tour. But several years ago, we had kind of a gathering like this, and on the first night, we always feed everybody a big old steak fry, if you've ever been there. And there'll be, I don't know, we fed like 450 this year. I think this particular year, there was like 500 or 600 head, and we always honor a seed stock breeder there from Montana. And so this particular year, we were honoring a guy by the name of Dale Davis from the Rolling Rock Angus and started the Performance Breeder Sale. And, of course, those of you who know him, he's a great big bear of a man. Love to dance and stay out late at night. And they tell me he's got a couple kids that way, too. I don't know. But all these people gathered to kind of honor this man and to listen, you know, to what he had to say and maybe pick up a little secret trade, you know. And Dale, of course, is a man of few words, and he walks up to the mic, and this is what he said, and this is all he said after all these people gathered. He said, "Thank you very much. My wife, Betty, and I started in this business in 1952 with nothing, and I'm happy to say we have half of it left." I throw that out because, you know, sometimes I think we get things out of order in life. You know, the Chinese have a great saying, and that is, may you live in interesting times. And, of course, we do. And we have the economy, and we have some things going on in our breed, and you know what? It'll all be okay at the end of the day. There's been generations before us go through much tougher things than what we're going through. We're fortunate, all of us, to live in one of the greatest industries there are, to live, I think, the greatest lifestyle, which less than probably, what, 1/100 of 1% of the world gets to live. You are truly the luckiest people in the world, and I hope you appreciate that. And I hope you'll work hard at your marketing so the next generation can be the luckiest people in the world, too, and keep doing what we all love to do. And I've been asked many times what makes Midland Bull Test successful. And, folks, I don't know. I had about a two-minute speech prepared, and then I saw this thing lasted longer than this, so I had to run up to the room at noon and write all this stuff out. My speech was simply, if you have good cattle and good people, good things happen in your life. You know? It's pretty simple. One of our other philosophies at Midland is that people bring their very best bulls there. And so they deserve the very best care, and they deserve to be treated very well. And our family loves to host people. This is probably be an excellent time for me to sit down. Because that's really all I know about marketing. You know, we handle about 3,000 bulls a year. We're individually involved in marketing around 1,500 head a year. And then we sell, a couple hundred head at our December bull sale and private treaty. We actually have contracts with some large breeders. And we private treaty 300 or 400 head, I don't know. I don't know why we do it. We just try and treat people good. And when we tell them we're going to do something, we do it. No excuses are acceptable. We try and, if a customer has a problem, we don't have the guarantees. Outside the normal stuff. I mean, we don't have a one-year annual guarantee on breeding. But, you know, if a guy has a problem or lady has a problem with her bull and they call up, they're going to be satisfied like that. We don't say, we're going to get back to you next week or tomorrow or whatever. They are satisfied when they make that phone call. No exceptions, because it is tough to run a consignment bull sale. We don't say, we're going to get rid of the fellow from Illinois that had the bull here, and we'll find out if he's going to make it good for you. We don't do that. We make the settlement there. Then we don't necessarily, it's not always a credit for the next sale. It's their option. They can have their cash back, whatever they want. That's what they're going to get. You know, they paid us cash for that bull. And I kind of think if they had a problem, you ought to give them cash back. They shouldn't have to wait a year to be satisfied with a credit. That's my personal belief. So even though we don't have the guarantees, we love our customers and we take care of them just like we take care of our family. And it's interesting as you talk about this, but, you know, our greatest competitors in this business are our greatest friends. You know, our friends, we're active every day in the cattle business. So our friendships are the people that we share our days with. And it's an interesting industry that's that way, because it's not that way in every industry. But that's the fun part of this one. I really don't think marketing in the future is going to be much different than it is today without some of the technology changes and toys that might come along. Communication opportunities might change a little bit. The way we sell our bulls and females might change a little bit. The ability to participate in international trade versus just being domestic or just regional is going to change a little bit. But to me, that's not really what marketing's about. Those are just changes that come along that make it exciting to be in this industry. What I do know is that everything we do from the moment we get up in the morning, and Dick touched on this, till we go to bed at night is about marketing. We market ourselves when we sit down and have breakfast with a stranger this morning. We market ourselves when we give our wife a hug, or our children a hug, or guidance, whatever. You are continuously marketing. I can also tell you that in this business, at least up in our country, and I'm sure these two gentlemen will agree with me, is that bulls don't sell bulls. People sell bulls. And I don't care how good a bulls that you have or females. If you're not good behind those bulls, if the people aren't good behind those bulls, you're not going to market for very long. And if you can't sustain marketing, then you failed. So you need a plan and the kind of cattle and that allows you to sustain this thing. And you need to realize that no matter how good your genetics are, that's only half the formula in marketing. Technology doesn't sell bulls. People do. Promotion doesn't sell bulls. People do. Now, they all may help you a little bit along the way, but at the end of the day, that's not what's going to keep you in business. You got to have the right bulls, you got to have the right females, and you better have the right people that help you. Ours is a family operation with one employee, and we also ranch in North Dakota. And a lot of you have heard this story. I don't know how we get her done, but we do. But I tell you, one of the things that really burrs me up in the spring, and we'll have a lot of folks around helping us clip bulls and this and that, or somebody helping us with promotion or advertising, is if they compromise our values in any way when they're promoting our product. And if they do, they're not going to be there the next day. You know, we're very unforgiving about that. These people got to share the same values that we have to share. And I'd rather be shorthanded than to have the wrong people helping us. And I'm sure there's others that will agree with you on that. You know, God damn, I hate to sound like a preacher too, but but if you focus on the very best that you can do in your breeding program and with your cattle, good things are going to happen, folks. If you focus on your fears or on some of the things that you don't like about what you do, bad things are going to happen. That's just a simple fact of life. And I'm sure you've all heard it. But it is a driver, because marketing is an attitude at the end of the day. And you got to have the right attitude. You don't want to have to try and satisfy everybody, because it's a waste of time. Not everybody has the same values you have, whether it's for their business or their cattle or their selection or whatever. Don't waste your time doing that. Concentrate on what you do best. Concentrate on the type of cattle you have and try and do the best job you can getting them in the hands that will appreciate it, and then back it up. Don't compare your sale to other sales. You know, I sell a bull sale in Montana in the spring and March, and they average $2,500. And I can tell you right now, at the end of the day, that guy puts more money in his pocket per bull than a lot of the guys that average $3,200. So you're wasting your time if you're comparing yourself. If your measure of success or marketing is to say, I've got to reach this level, or this program's level, or this program's level, you are not only wasting your time, but you've limited your potential, haven't you? Because you'll never be any better than that. And you got off focus. Simplify the way your customers can buy your products. And Dick did a good job touching on that. But also simplify your message. If you can't tell people in one sentence what you're doing, you probably don't know what you're doing. And I've told our kids that since they were little tots, and I firmly believe it. Nothing wears me out quicker than some guy that gives you a 10-minute expose on a simple question about his program. All that tells you with all the jumping around is the poor guy doesn't know what the heck he's doing and doesn't really have a program. So let me hit on a few things. Good, I'll get to cut this short. That are important to me, and if you can understand where we're coming from in the environment we're up in Montana, which is a different environment than a lot of you folks. I mean, most of the people we deal with are ranchers. Now, those who are involved in Midland Bull Tests as consigners will tell you, I spend that much time on marketing purebred bulls. I just don't call anybody on marketing purebred bulls. If they want to call me, I'm happy to give them a list. A lot of them do call me, but I spend no time. I spend all my time on marketing bulls to the ranchers up there. And that's a unique crowd, and actually it extends. We have good buyers down here in Oklahoma, and in those areas where all they have is grass, those are unique buyers. Because that is their only income is cattle. And we have a lot of folks like that, including ourselves. And we're very sensitive to genetics. We're very sensitive to what makes our ranch or feedlot profitable, what makes it operate. So with that in mind, and realizing where our focus is and what I enjoy, and realize there's other people in Montana that they get into other things, and that's great. That's where I'm at in life, so I'm going to try and share with you a few of the principles and disciplines that we try and operate under. One is, don't be scared to focus on the problems. You know, the good will take care of itself. I don't need a cheerleader all the time in my life, especially in business. Take care of the problems, the good will take care of itself. And be brutally honest with yourself when you do have a problem. The first place you need to go is look right in the mirror. Okay? It's your business. If you have a problem marketing, you have a problem with a customer, or things aren't going your way that day, go look in the mirror. And you're probably going to find your answers, if you're brutally honest. And if you're not, you'll have the opportunity to keep making that mistake over and over again. And I believe the Chinese define that as insanity. To continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. You know, we spend a lot of time. I try and call two or three of our customers every day, whether they're their consigners or our buyers. Do I get that done every day? No. But I bet I get it done 80% of the days. All right? I don't call them up to hammer on a bull. They're friends of ours. We call them up to see how they're doing. And this time of year, make sure they got along all right with the bulls and just visit. Talk about the Chinese to keep doing things over and over again and never change. At Midland Bull Tests, we test other breeds besides Angus, although that's our dominant breed. But we also test a breed of cattle called Solaires. Our sale is the number one commercial sale in North America. Well, I'll say United States. I'm not sure how our Canadian friends are doing with them. We get along with them good. In fact, we get along with them great. In fact, the last 3 years, Sammy, we've run out of bulls before we ran out of buyers. And most of you are going, thinking, how in the hell does he do that? You know how we do it? Because we were honest with one another. At the very start back in the 70s, we said, this breed's got a problem. It's got a disposition problem first. So any bulls that act funny are out of here. They go to the barn, we call the consigner, they come get him, end of story. No compromise. We're going to keep those values. That's one of our values. The other thing is they need a little more substance if they're going to be competitive in these Western environments. So we start putting a little more shape in these cattle or encouraging our consigners to do that. You see, We just went in there and tore it apart, was brutally honest, made the changes we need to change, and guess what? We have a pretty dang good Solaire sale every year. It's no different in your own breeding program if things aren't working for you. You know, we have guys up home that cuss, you know, they're great cattlemen, but they can't understand why people won't buy their bulls. Yet they can all read, they all go to other sales, they see what the customers are buying, but they're unwilling to change to meet their customers' needs or what the customers want. And it's a heck of a lot easier to sell people bulls they want than to talk them into buying something they don't need. That's a tough one, and it's a tough one to sustain. The second thing is you need to understand the economy of your industry and your customers. Because you can't make good marketing decisions, you can't make good breeding decisions if you don't understand the economy of this industry, or where we've been, where we're at, and where we're going. How can you make genetic selections on your breeding cattle if you don't know where we're going? You can't. How can you make selections on your breeding cattle if you don't know what makes that financial clock tick every day, what makes the ranchers money, what they need to stay in business, to sustain their way of life, and stay on the ranch? You can't. Which means you've got to be engaged every day, just like any other business, on what makes this thing tick. And if you can do that, and if you can maintain some disciplines, you're probably going to get along pretty good. Now, that may vary between regions. You know, what affects one area and what another might vary between the way you market bulls, might vary between the way you market females. I envy folks like Dick Beck. I can't market females. I can market bulls, but I cannot market females. I know that. I don't waste my time doing it. If I have some to market, I go find a guy that's good at it and let him market and pay him a commission and make sure he shares the same values I do. Because I don't even enjoy it. I enjoy selling bulls and working with ranchers, so that's where I like to put my time. The better you understand your industry, the better you're going to do in developing those genetics, and the better job you'll be doing staying in business. And I said that. I like the KISS philosophy. We all agree on that. I think that's true in even understanding your business. It's especially true in marketing and sending the message to the people you're trying to attract to your sale. And that is to keep it simple. It's got to be meaningful. It's got to be simple. You look at our industry today, and what do we know? We know we're probably never going to see $1.50 corn again. And if it's not from the ethanol, it'll be because just increased human demand as we watch the populations grow. I don't think we're going to see cheap grass again. There's too much demand. Up in Montana, there's way too much demand, not just for cattle, not for later on for cellulose and ethanol, but for recreation. It's become huge. We know we've got an economy that's got some hiccups in it and a downside to it. And we know we'll get through that. We know what keeps the rancher in business every day is his ability to manage costs and stay profitable. And to do that, you've got to have efficient cattle. And you can't have efficient cattle if you don't measure it. Because how can you manage something you don't measure? And that's why we invested so heavily in these feed efficiency systems. I believe we now have the largest, if not the largest, the second largest system in the world to measure individual feed intake. And we're just working right now with the Angus Association to be getting all that data into them so they can use it too. Why did we invest so heavily in something like that at our age when we didn't need to? I don't know. I wish I could tell you, and that leads me into number three. My wife would really like to know why. You know, I don't know. It's number three, and that is to make sure your passion's your driver and not your emotion. Because emotion will get you in trouble, and I see it happening all the time in ads and stuff and promotion, don't you, Dick?
Absolutely.
Criminy sakes. Let your passion be your driver, not your emotion. In everything you do, and it's a great driver, because if you're not passionate about this, you can't market it. And if you're emotional about it, you're going to screw up when you do try and market it. Okay? There's a big difference. So try and get those two figured out. but the most successful businesses, organizations, corporations that I know are the ones that are passionate about what they do. You know, people that love to do things generally do a great job, don't they? Sure they do. And it's no different marketing. You've got to love what you're doing. I'm going to kick this up a little bit. And the fourth thing, I think, is discipline. And I don't mean the old pop-the-whip tyranny kind of thing, you know. But it's being consistent in what you do. Don't be flip-flopping around out there. You know, don't go after every new tech thing that comes along. Because they're not all good. Don't change just because the rest of the group's changing. Because most of the time, what you're going to find out in life, most of the time, the majority isn't right. Especially in business. So you got to have the discipline to be consistent in your values, consistent in your program, consistent in your product development, and consistent in your marketing. Because people aren't going to follow people that are flip-flopping around all the time. I know up in our country, you're going to wear the rancher out. They're just not going to stay with you. And the other thing is, I think if you comp, it's true in life with your personal experiences just as well it is as in business, it's pretty hard to say you have values if you compromise them. And so if you're not consistent, if you don't have those disciplines to keep whatever makes your business work in place all the time, you're going to get in trouble. Again, don't jump on every gimmick that comes along. And we've had some out there the last few years that people have dumped a lot of money on that's pretty meaningless. And I'm not going to go into it. You'll all find out in time. At the same time, don't be a naysayer just because somebody's got a new idea. I mean, you need to look at it and see how it works in your operation. And you got to realize that you're going to have to change to be successful just like your forefathers changed, you know, in the way you run these businesses, because the dynamics are constantly changing. So let me wrap it up a little bit. To me, as you can tell, marketing is nothing more than an extension of who you are. And you can't be any better than who you are. If you don't enjoy it, I'll guarantee you, your customers aren't going to enjoy it. Or your family. Or the people that help you with your daily chores, whether it's your friends or employees. You need to capitalize on your strengths and distance yourself from your weaknesses. And don't try and be everything. Because you don't have to be. You know, this is a huge industry. And yeah, we sell a couple thousand bulls a year. But I think there's, 40 million cows out there? 30-some. I mean, I don't know what these folks need for bulls every year, but it's pretty high. I mean, I don't even know if we satisfy 0.1% of the needs. That's how small we are. So you don't have to satisfy everybody, okay? Capitalize on your strengths, and if you got good, strong values and character with it, I'll bet you'll have enough buyers for your product. Don't be afraid to clean out your closet if things aren't working. Don't be afraid to go look in the mirror and say, that's not working. I'm wrong. Stop doing that. Let's do it a different way. Because everybody, I don't care who you are, has to do that once in a while in life. The better you understand this industry, the simpler your management and marketing decisions will be. They really will be. That's just a fact of life. You know, I truly believe we're the luckiest people in the world. Capitalize that. Capitalize on keeping it that way. And as Angus breeders, I just want to say this. You know, we're very fortunate to be in an association with such a diversity of people. Some of them are investors. Some of them came up the hard way like we did, working in the dirt. But they all have something to offer this business, this industry. And you need to capitalize that. We're fortunate. And we get to see a lot of breed associations. We're fortunate to have an organization this big. And to have the staff out there helping us anytime you call them. And we call them. We use Angus Productions. We use Angus Beef Bulletin. We'll bounce stuff off these people. They love to help you. It's like a big family. So capitalize on that. You're fortunate. Thank you.
Thank you, Leo. Don Mutter is owner and manager.